How fun we get to fan the flames for Bibles for Asia.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them.
We can fan the flames for Bibles for Asia. $5 sends a Bible, or $100 sends 20. Go to truthnetwork.com and click on the Fan the Flames Bibles for Asia.
This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Happy Mother's Day, even if it's October, even if it's Christmas, even if it's in February, but I just happen to be sitting next to the boss lady, one of the major matriarchal figures in my life, in our community, and it's Anita Dean Arnett. You are such a blessing, and it's interesting because I think this might be the first year in some time that we haven't had the big Mother's Day gala, which is the moms of the whole area of North Carolina come together. But this is a special time of year, isn't it, boss lady?
It is always Mother's Day, and we say Mother's Day is really every day. Mm. We salute mothers because they're so special. Not just in May, but every day is Mother's Day. And that's why we started the Mother's Day event, to let mothers know that we love them and we appreciate them and give them their flowers while they're yet alive so they can enjoy Mother's Day.
I was just wondering, I mean, it's been, how many years has this thing been going on?
This would have been the 23rd year.
Wow.
And we had to, you know, not do one because of COVID for 2 years. But other than that, we've always had a Mother's Day. Started very small, you know, in our conference room with just a few mothers, maybe three or four or five, and some of them are still coming. Wow. It's amazing, and they look forward to it every year.
And you're going to be blown away by how this comes together. It's truly one of the most powerful organic things, just like our toy drive, which is a whole nother thing that that happens closer to Christmas time. But boss lady Anita Dean Arnett, the author of, along with her awesome husband, the Reverend Jerry Arnett, Broken Steps, Boss Lady of Gospel, the Anita Dean story. You just lay your heart out in this book, and we want to make sure everyone gets this book to read your story about what God has done in your life. Let's come back to Mother's Day, but let's go back a few years to you growing up. I mean, give everyone a little snapshot. Did you ever think you'd be sitting in a living room being interviewed on a national radio show? Would you ever think that you'd have all these years, you know, on your radio, you know, when you were just a little girl growing up? Talk about those years and what God has done to bring you to this point.
Well, you know, Stu, we never can't imagine what God can do. He's so awesome. And through this journey, through the book, it just tells how God can bless you, even when you come from a little small town called Waysburg. I mean, it may not even be on the map, but God can do anything with anyone. It doesn't matter where you come from. As I say in the book, it doesn't matter where your address is, your zip code. God can do amazing things no matter where you come from. So it's a book of encouragement. It's a book of talking about domestic violence. It's a book to encourage. It's a book to enlighten you, to let you know just how awesome God is. And in the book, it says, everybody has a story. What's yours? And I actually thought I had a story until recently. And I really do have a story now, because God has done some amazing things in my life, healing my body. I'm just a miracle. And so people don't understand, but I'm sure there's going to be another book coming about how God has really blessed me through this last things that we've been through. But we go through in order to get through. And if God brings you through anything, if he brings you to anything, he'll bring you through it. And so it's just a book of encouragement. And that's what my mission is, to encourage people. There's so many things that are going on during this time in the news, but know that God is mightier. God is bigger than anything that we go through. And so my life is just a living testimony of what God can do. And that's why we do so many things at the studio, at the radio station, just to encourage people. Mm. People say, are you a minister? I say, I'm a minister of love, because that's what we promote at Truth and at the Light radio station, about love.
Well, and if you drive through the Triad, Greensboro, High Point, point, Winston-Salem, all around the state of North Carolina, even Virginia sometimes, on a Sunday, you might see the boss lady, Anita Dean Arnett's van parked outside with a big light logo on it because you're speaking in a lot of churches, ministering, encouraging folks. But there really is something powerful. I think about that passage in 2 Corinthians 4 where Paul says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, in clay pots, crack pots. Like God wants to shine his treasure through our brokenness. And your book, Broken Steps, people turn on the radio, they hear the boss lady, praise is what I do, which is a slogan I use all over the place. And I always give you the credit. And of course, you give Jesus the credit. But right. Boss lady, behind that praise and behind that, the beautiful voice and the amazing music you play and the prayer ministry you do and, Reverend Jerry on Sunday mornings, when he joins you, there's a story like Broken Steps, your book. There's a lot of pain that God used to fashion you to get you to where you to here today, I guess.
Yes. You talk about pain. We all have to go through something because he had to go through pain. Mm. But he said, forgive them. We go through things to let people know that no matter who you are, God can use you. Through my pain, I still have to trust God. Through your pain, anybody's pain, we all go through things. And they say, why does bad things happen to good people? Because it makes us stronger. Mm. The pain makes us stronger. And so all the things that I've had to go through this book, step by step, God has made me stronger. And it just makes me trust him more to let him know that no matter what you go through, no matter how hard it seems, that God is still in the middle. God is still in the middle and he's blessing all the time. And it just makes us stronger. And then I can relate to people when they call in. I've walked that walk. I've been through. And so I'm able to witness to them. And so God will give you things to bring you through. And, I may not be going through what they're going through, but I've been through. And the pain, pain is pain. Anytime you're going through pain, then you can relate to people and you can witness to them. And that's what you do all the time, because you've had some things going on in your life. And then that way, when you see somebody, you can sympathize with them and you can witness to them.
Well, yeah. And you could have just kind of gone into a holy cave, a holy huddle, a monastery and said, Okay. Checklist. Okay. God, I learned my lesson. I'm giving up. But you have opened a microphone up. In this book, you share some tough stuff, some rough, abuse and things that you share it. But that's where God meets us. Like God is working in that, tough stuff. I think about Jesus' words in John 14. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. Mm-hmm. And the disciples are like, oh, super. Philip, Thomas, Peter, they're like, hey, we're going to hop up to heaven, but not so fast. It's been a little bit, right? But what we've discovered when you read James, count it all joy, when you read about how the world needs to hear about Jesus, he's preparing heaven for us, but at the same time, he's preparing a people for heaven. He's working on us, in us, and then through us. So you're taking all these tests and all this mess, and all I hear when I hear you on the radio, Boss Lady Anita Dean Arnett, is I hear the mess turn into a message of Jesus, the test turn into a testimony of his work, and who knows how many souls have been touched by that.
I know. When I first started in the gospel, and of course when you hired me, I didn't realize how great the program would be. And it's not about me. It's about the message, like you said, that we give to people to encourage them, to let them know that God can bring you through anything, even cancer. When I first started, I thought it was all about me, Stu. I wanted to prepare everything that I said. I wanted to make sure every word was. And so one morning, God touched me. I wasn't saved when I came to the radio station, but God touched me. And I told you the story of the man that visited me in the conference room. Wow. That's another story. But God knew he had a plan for my life. I thought it was all about me, but I had everything programmed. And the Spirit hit me one Sunday morning. I never will forget. And so when I came to myself, the music was off and everything was just, buzzing. But then a man told me, said, don't ever apologize for your praise. And so I have touched people because I've had people to call and say, you played a song or you said something. I was going to commit suicide. One Sunday morning, this man had called and told me he was going to commit suicide. He had planned to take his life, and there was something that I said or that a song that I played. And so I'm led by the Spirit of God. I don't just play music. It's a ministry. And so I've been blessed. Mm. By blessing others, Amen. It blesses me as well.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because, you're the only person, I think, that's ever worked at Truth Network. where you came in and said, I'm working here, you're hiring me. I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm a young Christian radio executive, and I'm thinking, did she just tell me she... And it was the best thing I ever, the best thing I, decision ever made. Of course, God was working the whole thing, but you bumped into someone in the conference room, and you've never seen that person on planet Earth again. Maybe it was an angel, I don't know, but real quick, tell about that. We're going to go to the break after that, and then we'll get into the Mother's Day thing, I promise.
Right.
Just real quick.
Well, there was a man in the conference room, and I really thought he was there to see you or someone. And he had all black on. He had his Bible and everything sitting at the conference room table. I passed by. I was going to the restroom. I wasn't even working there at the time. Remember, I just come there to talk to you guys. And then he said, young lady, can you come here? And I said, well, I wonder what does he want with me? And he was telling, he said, can I tell you something about your life? And I said, oh, it's another prophet, somebody, you know, pastor, somebody. Anyway, so he started telling me about what was going to happen in my life. He said, I want you to know that this is going to be your place of work. And I said, no, sir, I don't even work here. He said, well, you will. And you're going to be blessed. He said, you're going to be on the radio. You're going to be on TV. You're going to be in magazines. He said, you're going to really bless people. He said, all you have to do is open your mouth and people will, God will speak through you. And I was like, you know, who is this man? I went back and I talked to a guy named L.A. who was there at the time. And I said, L.A., who was that weird man in the conference room? I said, he was prophesying, you know, and I was like, I don't want nobody prophesying on me. And so he said, I don't know. We'll make a long story short. Everybody started looking for this man to see who he was because we thought he came to see you. You weren't even in the office. And so nobody saw him. Nobody saw him but me. So God spoke to me later and said, I had to come through a man because you were not saved and you would not have recognized my voice. Okay. So it was a voice. Nobody ever saw him but me. But for it, it still sends cold chills over me for telling it. Robbie Dillmore always laughed when I tell it. Because it's just such a powerful story. Yeah. And my husband was saying, I don't know whether we should put that in the book or not. People are going to think you're a little bit, you know, kind of off. But it happened. Wow. And I remembered every day because that's happened. I've been in books and done TV. And, of course, with the toy drive with all the coverage from Channel 12. But my life has just really been amazing since that day.
Well, and it's amazing for you to share this, to bless so many people around the country, around the world, who've never met you before. You're like a hero. A local hero right here in North Carolina area, especially Central North Carolina, where you host, you're a DJ, you know, you're the boss lady of gospel music. You've got this wonderful book, Broken Steps, your whole story, the Anita Dean Arnett story. And we're going to talk a little more about that. We're going to talk about Mother's Day. I promised we would. And we're going to play this on Mother's Day weekend. But we're also going to, we may play this again as an encore because it's such a rich story. You know, the testimony. Who knows who could be blessed by this? And we'll also talk about this toy drive. How are thousands of kids touched? We'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Don't touch that dial because I'm coming back and the boss lady's with me. I'm Stu Epperson. More coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
The limousine pulls up to the radio station. Some very nice dressed individuals get out. I mean, nice suits, Armani suits, whatever they are. And they walk in, and I'm thinking, all right, they're coming in to give, Stu's going to get his award. You know, finally some recognition. And they say, we want to see boss lady Anita Dean Arnett. I'm like, what? And we walk them down the hall, and they have an award for you. And our walls are donned with awards. And I have to tell people when they come in, boss lady, I'm sitting with her right now, I have to tell them that those are for you. But it gets neat to see how God has blessed you. You've been faithful. You've been doing, how long have you been doing radio? I mean, this is a great testimony.
Oh, I've been doing radio for as long as I can remember. Stu has just been a part of me. Of course, I was in secular music prior to gospel. 2020 was when I came to Truth Broadcasting. And it was one of the best decisions I'd ever made. I always said I'd never do gospel, but we have to really be careful what we tell God because he knows. He had already planned for me to come to Truth Broadcasting. I just came there on a whim, basically to do some voice work with a guy that I knew in secular music, L.A. Bachelor. And I was like, I don't know. I don't want to do gospel. I don't want to do gospel. And so I kept asking you when I first met you. I said, you need to hire me. You need to hire me. And you were like, what? I was like, no application, no nothing. Just hire me, you know. Wow. And that happened. You did hire me. I was doing just Sundays and But first of all, I kept asking you. I started as, you know, account executive, and so that's how it started. And then I asked you, I said, well, can I do a show? And you were like, no, we don't have anything live. We're not going to do anything live. And so one day you came in and you said, how's your show going? That was like almost a year later. And I said, my show? You said I couldn't do a show. And finally you say, okay, let's do Sundays. Uh-huh. And that's where it began. It started. And so it's been almost 23 years.
Praise the Lord. So 2002, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And you've been on this run. And, you, of course, you were in radio long before that. Okay. And you just have all kinds of – and it's neat to see how God's using that platform. And so Mother's Day is a real special time. It's like one of the absolute Super Bowls. I mean, we kind of have two Super Bowls at the our Truth Network World Headquarters in Winston-Salem. For those of you on the outside, you're going to enjoy this and what happens here. But the first one is the big toy drive at Christmas time. And that is just organic. People write letters that are heartbreaking. People aren't going to get Christmas. I mean, maybe dad's passed away. Maybe mom is got cancer. Grandmom is raising the kids, and you get this heart-wrenching letter. Tell everyone how that is how that's set up real quick, and then we'll get into Mother's Day.
Well, you know, we started it because I had someone call me maybe a year or so after I started, and they wanted to know where they could get some kids' toys for Christmas because they had gone to different agencies and the deadline was already up. So they were like, boss lady, do you know of any place where we can get some toys? And then the stories vary. Like you say, there are mothers that are just on hard times, or there are grandmothers that are raising 5, 6, 7 grandchildren and just don't have the funds to buy Christmas. So I said, you know what? I said, maybe I can do something. So I started a toy drive. I said, let's start a toy drive. We rely on our listeners. They started sending their toys in. We would have them write letters as to why they needed the toys. But we never turned anybody down. It started very small, just a few. And then it, this year, I don't know, I think we helped over 178 children this year. I mean, it was phenomenal. It looks like Toys R Us there. The listeners are so generous. They send in the toys. They bring their toys by the station. We have it there. One year, it was COVID, but we had a drive-through. We couldn't even have the, you know, have them come in, but we had the cars drive-through. So we have done it starting with just little or nothing. And it has really, really, we have people from all over Greensboro, High Point, Lexington that write in, and no one is turned down. We make sure we help every letter that comes in. And so it's just, and people look forward to it every year.
And so it's an actual organic, you get on the radio, people write a letter about how, you know, the need, mm-hmm. and they say, handwritten, you know, letters. You get them in the mail, you open them and read them. A lot of them read on the air. And then people call in and people will actually bring toys. And churches are gracious. And the community and business partners that partner with us. And so it's a real unique thing. I can't even walk through the radio station early December. I bring the kids over, you know, to help, and I can't even get through there. And there has been a Buddy the Elf sighting, I think, hasn't there, boss lady?
Buddy the Elf. He's been there a couple of years. And people are so generous. We had anonymous listeners, anonymous partners that donate bicycles. Last year, there were 48 brand new bicycles. People are just so generous, and they want to help. And so it just gets bigger and bigger every year.
Wow. And so right when the dust is settling and the toys are distributed and families are blessed, we give the gospel to everyone. We just share the Lord with them. And it all comes through our Christian radio network based in North Carolina. And maybe we'll do it at other stations. And anyone else wants to do this, we'd love to help you wherever, whatever area you're in. But, bossy, the dust is settling from that, and all of a sudden it's Mother's Day. And, like, it's February, and you are already getting letters for that. Tell everyone how this started. All I know is a bunch of limos pulled up to the radio station with some really nice-dressed ladies, and they all piled into our conference room. And then the next year, they were in the hallway outside our conference room. Oh, yeah. And then the next year, they're lined up the hallways. And the next year, you're like, Stu, we got to get a better facility. We got, you know, and now we're packing out these big catering halls and places, and we may end up in the convention center. Tell everyone how this started.
Well, as I said, Mother's Day is very special, and I lost my mother some 7, 8 years ago, and I said, you know, we need to do something. Even prior to that, we need to do something to honor mothers. Let them know they appreciate it, because they do so much, and there are a lot of men that act as mothers as well. So we have men and women at this event. So we started, as I said, very small with a few mothers in the conference room. They would write letters as to why my mom should be Mother of the Year. Every year we would have a theme, my mother, my praying mother, or some theme every year with a gospel CD. And so every year we would celebrate mothers. They would write in the letters. We would have a winner. We would pick first, second, and third place. They would receive prizes like trips and even cruise. We had a couple of mothers that go on cruises. So it's a big event. Everybody is excited about it. We would have like a repast in the conference room. Then we moved to another facility because we outgrew the conference room. Then we had to move to another facility because of the amount of people that wanted to come. We have a big dinner. We have a program. We have singing. It's just a phenomenal. You can't even describe how awesome it is. You've been there, and so you know. But we give out prizes, and everybody is crowned. The mother is crowned of the year, and so she reigns for a whole year. And so the oldest one now is 96. The mother last year was like 88. And so every year we do this, and been doing it for like 22 years. And so this year, of course, we were not able to have it, but we will come back strong again next year.
Well, because our matriarchal figure is coming back strong. God's done a miracle. You're a walking miracle. Yeah. I mean, we're just glad you're with us, boss lady.
Amen. Amen. God has done a work. And as I said, when you're looking at me, you are looking at a miracle. Amen. God is amazing and he's awesome.
Well, that's the voice of boss lady Anita Dean Arnett. She's an awesome DJ colleague, woman of God, praises what she does. She spins the records, prays with you on the radio. Her amazing husband is on there with you a lot, praying and ministering. And and he's a blessing. Reverend Jerry Arnett, I love hearing him pray. He prayed before this broadcast that God would bless and guide our conversation. And I think about how we started the conversation, and this would be back in the first segment, boss lady, about brokenness. You know, the title of your book is Broken Steps. Mm-hmm. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is near the brokenhearted. And people hear you on the radio, they hear the enthusiasm, they hear the charisma, but they may not know that behind that's a lot of pain and what God's done in your life and now through you to touch so many people. And I can't think of a better embodiment of that than Mother's Day. We're in there with these moms. I mean, we're talking about cancer survivors. We're talking about moms that are widows. Can you talk a little bit about how that crescendo of light, of God's light, shines through these broken vessels, and how, you know, it's a real tribute to Christ and in his work of grace in all these moms' lives.
You know, Stu, as I said, everybody has a story. And when these women come together, they can all love and talk about how God has brought them through. Mm-hmm. And it's an encouragement to them. They encourage one another. Whatever their story is, one story may be different from another story, but through it all, the pain and all the sickness, and really, I think of a song, You Can Make It by Pastor Shirley Caesar, and it just lets them know that no matter how great the problems may be, or no matter what they've come through, that God has a reason and a purpose in their lives. So you can make it no matter whatever you're going through. And they encourage one another. They all get together. They cry together. They praise God together. They love one another. And it just lets them know to be encouraged. And we say to every mother and every man that's in the role of a mother, be encouraged. Happy Mother's Day to you. May God bless you. Mother's Day is every day. And so celebrate you. Celebrate life. And no matter how much you go through different things, just praise God for where you are at this moment. Be encouraged. That's my message to everyone, because so many people are going through, as you said, cancer, loss of a loved one. You know, and so we just have to know that God never makes a mistake. So that's what I say today. Be encouraged.
Praise the Lord. And so many people need to hear about Jesus. And it's and so many people know the Lord today, like you and me, because we had praying moms, didn't we? They were on their knees, didn't know where we were, whatever was going on, but they were praying for us. Yeah. And here we are. It just didn't just happen by chance. God's working. God's blessing those faithful moms' prayers. Jesus Christ, mom, was there watching him die. And look how God used her. Yes. in a formative way in the early church to mentor the, you know, this little young man named John. He said, behold your mom to him. Behold your son, he said to her. And suddenly, you know, the widow got a son to replace her firstborn who's dying right there. And that son got a mom to mentor him. And you're mentoring a ton of moms and dads and kids and grandkids. And you're a grandmom. Quick, give us a rundown of the family now. How many grands do you have now? Oh, and how many goodness. Kids, grandkids, everything?
The kids are, we got Tanya, Darnell, Jennifer, Jaden, Jordan, RJ, Danielle, Darrell, Rachel, Jennifer, Jeremy, and Bryson. Oh, wow. So that's, we've got a blended family. We love our children and we love our grandchildren. And we thank God for them and all children and mothers. And fathers everywhere.
People hurting today, people struggling this time of year, whenever you're listening. I mean, there's always people hurting. Your message to them about what God wants to do to bring this, like so many folks have come to Christ through your ministry. What's your message to those hurting right now at this time of year and anywhere as we wrap up here in our kind of like share the truth? You know, we started this new sharethetruthnow.com website. We're trying to get everyone to share the truth. How do you challenge everyone listening right now, even in their pain?
He's the light and he's the truth. We have to trust God for everything. In all things, we need to trust God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you think it might be, God is always in control.
I love it. That is Anita Dean Arnett, the boss lady of gospel. She's written this wonderful book along with Jerry Arnett, the Reverend Jerry Arnett. Broken Steps, Boss Lady of Gospel, the Anita Dean story. And I got a beautiful picture of you here. I'm holding a copy of this book. Be sure you read this. It'll be a blessing to you. And be sure you listen to this lady on the radio. Be careful, though, because the tears will be a-flowing. The praise will be a-rising. And Jesus is lifted up every time she's on the air. And your signature statement, Boss Lady, is what?
Praise is what I do, even when I'm going through. Amen.
Amen.
This is the Truth Network.